Aloha, beautiful. Great to have you back. Don't miss out on any episode. Follow me on Facebook where you will receive additional information. Just look for Tita May. And for now, I wish you lots of new inspiration. Aloha, my beautiful beamings. Today for another episode, straight out of my hammock. Yes, I love it. It's a place where I feel very comfortable. And yes, to another episode of I Am Aloha. I am going straight into another saying, do you say it? Or phrase, I think we can call it. Some of you, the ones who are Latinos, will probably know it. And it's called, I'm going to say it in the main language, is El que no llora no mama. And meaning the one that doesn't cry doesn't get milk. Yes, it's a little bit weird. It comes from babies. When babies don't cry, the mom doesn't know that they're hungry, so they're not getting milk. And we can actually use this phrase as humans as well, because we have those moments in life where we don't actually express ourselves properly. But we presume, or we expect the other people around us to know what we actually want. And so that's kind of like one of the things that make our lives a little bit harder, because up to a certain point, we're kind of like, if you look at this, you're kind of expecting the other one to know how to read minds. And I know we're going to have it at some point, because I know as human beings, we are able to do that. But we're not there yet, or at least not all of us. So we have to be a little bit compassionate, and we can't really expect everyone else to be reading our minds. And if we don't actually express what we need, like a baby crying for hunger, if a baby doesn't say, hey, I'm hungry, it doesn't get milk. So if you don't say something, how do you want to expect to receive something? And I think that this works because on one hand, you're going to be hurt because, for example, you were expecting someone to make you a huge breakfast for a certain something as a thank you for I don't know what. And then you just don't get it. And you're disappointed and unhappy. And maybe the other person, you don't say anything. And so you're just hurt. And then the next thing happens and you're hurt again. And everything starts piling up. All this pain inside of you starts piling up. You keep not saying it to the outside world until one day you explode. And you explode with everything accusing the other person of stuff that was way back that the other person doesn't even remember anymore. So you know where I'm getting it. Probably a couple of you guys out there are in like really resonating with this. I have to admit, I used to have relationships like that. I used to be the typical girl that expects the guys to do certain things or to like certain chores without me saying them, and being very disappointed at it. So it was a nice way of learning how to overcome those kind of things, to stop having those assumptions that someone is reading my mind. It's really amazing. And I love it because I still see it sometimes in my aunts. And if you're listening in, Tias, thank you. I'm sorry, I don't mean it in a bad way. But it's interesting to watch and to see and also to see how you can actually change it for yourself, with yourself, by just watching what you're doing, like asking yourself, do I really want this? And if you're angry inside, to really express it and really say, hey, you know what? I don't want this. I don't want it this way. I want it purple instead of green, for example. Or it really hurts me that you forgot that I told you yesterday that my favorite color is green and you're bringing something pink. But if I don't say it, the other one can't say, oh, I'm so sorry. I wanted to bring you the the green one, but they didn't have it anymore. So I thought, instead of getting you none, I'll bring you the pink one. See, that's a nice excuse. And I gave that person an option to actually explain themselves. I didn't presume anything. Another thing that I feel falls into this same category is presuming things without even giving the person a possibility to show themselves in a different light or in a different way. Like, you see a person and they say one sentence. And in your head, you presume that because they said this sentence, they have to be this kind of person. And because they're this kind of person, then they're probably also dealing with this kind of people and surrounding themselves with people that act this way. So you're probably just think that you're not going to be fine with that person. And you probably never fit together. So why not just let it, you know, like not be interested in that person at all, because you already know you're not going to be hanging out well together. Well, I can tell you, you're wrong to do it this way, because you're in this presumption and giving that person, and I hope probably each of you have had a situation where at first glance, you thought that a person had to be this and this way or this and that way, and you put them in that box, but you had a chance to somehow, even though you had them already in that box, get to know them. And you had to actually unpack them of that box and put them somewhere else. Because you didn't give that person a chance to explain it, themselves and to show them, to show you their other sides, maybe. And we tend to do that. We tend to build stories around people just by one sentence or one word or one gesture. Or we tend to not ask things the same, like we're not saying things to have to like show our boundaries or to explain what we would prefer. But on the other hand, we not only do that, we also not even ask people why they're doing certain things or why they are doing whatever. The more we ask, the more we give other people possibilities to explain themselves, to show themselves in a different light, and maybe even show us different things that will open up our field of view, our vision, our ideas, our creativity. There's so much out there, and if we just close it into a box real quick without even asking, like, hey, who are you? What kind of person are you? Why are you doing this? This feels like if you are having a boundary issue and you don't give that person a chance to say, hey, this is like you're overstepping it. And this is like here, I don't want you to overstep it from here. Then that person's never going to know. And then you're just going to back off. And the person is going to ask him or herself what happened. And why you are suddenly leaving the whole scenery. Because I don't want to say leaving the relationship. Because this doesn't only count for like people that could be potential partners. This works for family members as well as friends. I have one of my dearest, best friends. The first situation we had together, I remember that we were like, who's that? And I remember, it's both of us said that. So, and we were like, I'm not sure if I like her. And now she's like, for years we have been best friends, and I love her, and I and I'm happy that I didn't let that box stop us from getting to know each other and actually asking each other who we were and who we were as people. And I think everyone has lived something like that, but we still have that integrated in our lives because it's how we're taught to not ask certain questions. So in the same way as not saying certain things. It's the same of not asking certain questions. So that's how I interpret for myself, el que no llora no mama, the one that doesn't cry doesn't get milk. So try to see where you could actually say more, you know, express yourself more. Because if you do that from the bottom of your heart, you're always going to find a way to do it in a peaceful and harmonic way so that the other person understands, doesn't take it the wrong way, and it actually also opens up to talking to you. And I actually have another experience I actually had recently with a person. A coworker of mine was doing a couple of things that were actually really annoying me and making me feel unwanted. And it was so amazing because at first I was trying not to bring disharmony into the whole situation and I wasn't saying anything. Oh, yeah, you get me there. I was doing the same thing. So, not actually crying out. So, the nice thing is that I was reminded that there's nothing to lose if I say something. So I actually went up to that person and said the things that were bothering me and how they were making me feel. And amazingly, the person understood and said, was actually really sorry that the things had come to my attention in that way, that they actually didn't want it to be this way, and that they will try to change the whole thing. And we've been having a blast, and it's really amazing how the whole relationship has changed, working relationship has changed, because it's very harmonic now, and we actually talk about things in a different way, more openly. And so that's a big plus for that, for opening up and actually talking about things. You're never like, of course, sometimes we deal with people like ourselves that used to be in the ego. And the moment someone asks something the wrong way, we would have our ego go boom, kaboom, and maybe react in a very hurt way. But I think that most of the time, if we actually ask the questions the right way or say the things the right way, like really coming from our hearts, the other person will acknowledge that, will actually acknowledge that you're speaking from that place. And I don't think anything bad can happen. For you. Like I said, you can't really lose anything from that. You can only win more love, more trust, more open-mindedness for each other. Yeah, that's how I take this saying. And I hope it can help you through certain situations to just remind yourself to actually say certain things and not expect the other side to read your mind and to say, yeah, I don't know, to not presume too much about the others and actually ask if you have something that isn't clear for you. Yeah, with those words, I'd like to leave you for the weekend. Have an awesome weekend. Have a good start into next week. And I'm looking forward to more inspiration next week. Sending you a big hug and a big aloha mahalo. Thank you, guys. Bye. Thanks a lot for tuning in again. I hope you were able to get some good takeaways for yourself. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel and leave a review. And if you'd like to receive some more inspirational information, sign up to Tita May's Weekly Inspirations. You can find the link on my website, titameyola.com. I'm looking forward to inspire you some more. And until then, aloha mahalo, e ho'omaikai kakou, e ahui ho'.